Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new, unused Saturday morning. I feel good. Man, what a great weekend we've got coming up. It's going to rain some places. It's not going to rain in others. What do you care? You just enjoy the weekend. Welcome to the program, everyone. It's 6 minutes after the hour, and we're going to do, you and I, we will talk outdoors for the next 2 hours. You can listen at WSB Radio, AM 750 at 95.5 FM, and on Sports Broadcast Nation. That's the SB Nations, beginning in, yes indeed, Houston, Dallas, Sacramento, Little Rock, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Washington, St. Louis, and all over the country. Right now is O'Neill Outside. So welcome to the program. If you'd like to join us this morning, we have a lot of things to do. And if you'd like to join us, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and across the world at 800-972-8255. That translates to 800-WSB-TALK, T-A-L-K, and we'd love to have you join us. It's my privilege to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television on Fox Sports Networks, the Pursuit Channel, Hunt TV, and Tough TV, and on and on and on. And if you watch and enjoy, then I'll be happy about that. You can watch throughout the week, almost daily. Now, in today's program, we'll have the radio prize package, the Silent Hero Award, the Medal of Honor description, and, of course, your calls. Beyond that, it's our regular programming, and we hope you'll join us. We're going to go over some topics about the best states to hunt deer. Where do the record deer come from every year? Might be interested in that because it's changing. Really? Yes, it is. What do you do about coyotes in the neighborhood? Do we have a solution? And do we feed the bears? Well, we're going to talk about that too. Along with so many other things like where do you get the O'Neill Outside caps, the website, the television show, and so many more things. So, this is O'Neill with Real Tree Radio. We'll duck out of here, and then we'll be back in about 2 minutes. We have a little bit of just O'Neill talking here for a few minutes, and then we'll get to the radio prize package. A couple of scattered subjects here, and the telephone numbers again, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. People have asked, why do I keep looking to my right during the broadcast? Of course, those of you who are watching on Facebook, and we'll soon have this on the television programs live, but I look to my right. This is the screening software, that being I am in touch with Jason Byers. He is the engineer at WSB in Atlanta. And I have to see who's calling, and that's how I get my subject matter. Karen Green and Brian Green are in Peachtree City, Georgia, and they put everything together in a bundle and send it to Houston, Texas, where it's sent out to the SB Nation. Karen, or Houston, is indeed a radio engineer, an audio engineer, among other things, and so she handles it all. All I do is just sit here. Now, so that gives me an opportunity to invite you to go to and visit O'Neill Outside. Why? Well, a couple of reasons. But number one, self-serving attention to my book. And the book is called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's a book of essays, a book of observances, a book of about the people and the places I've visited along the way, 65 years in the outdoors, how we started the radio show, how we started the television show, some of the people I've met, the places met and the places we've gone. So if you like that sort of thing, I would urge you to buy it. And $1, whether it is a print version, an audio e-version, and this week soon an Audible book, $1 goes to the Ronnie Thames Foundation for the treatment and rehabilitation of child burn victims. So there you are. Okay, let's get to something else. A lady by the name of Donna Reed has been in touch with us, and she evidently has a job. I think she's a nurse. So she evidently has a job where she gets home early in the mornings, if I've interpreted this correctly. And she's been asking about coyotes because she hears them when she gets home, and they're in the neighborhood, and she wants to know what to do about them. Donna. Well, first of all, Donna, I want to say I enjoyed your television show for a long time. I've especially liked Shelley Fabre. She was my kind of stuff a few years ago. That's about 30 years. And so I enjoyed the television show. But here's my answer to the question. She wanted to know, can you shoot them? Well, absolutely. You could chop them up with an axe. You can shoot them. You can run over them with your truck or car. But that's ineffective. If you want to rid the neighborhood or your property of coyotes, the only way for you to approach that subject with any success is a professional trapper. Or you can trap them yourself once you learn how. That's one of the benefits of being a member of the Quality Deer Management Association. They have seminars about that sort of thing, about coyotes and how you get rid of them. I have an example that the QDMA gave me some time ago. There's a QDMA member who is the foreman of a huge farm in North Carolina. It's 2,000 acres, I think, or more. And if it were out west, if it were beyond Mississippi, it'd be called a ranch. But in here, it's called a farm. And he is a foreman, a general manager. He's the big boss, and he's on the farm every day, and he carries a rifle, and he kills coyotes when he has the opportunity because they prey on the turkeys. The deer are afraid of them. It's just not very positive. They have no natural enemies since the extinction of the red wolf. So, before he could kill, I think, 100, he trapped 1,000. So you see what I mean? Hunting, the one you shoot's dead, but if you want to get rid of the property of coyotes, you have to trap them. So, deer hunting's coming up. It's time to get started. Have you put in your food plots? Well, you're going to need to. And that is the most effective way to make your property, your lease, comfortable with the deer population. And talking about deer, and in talking about deer hunting, right now let's talk to, I can't quite tell, there we are. This is O'Neill. Good morning. You're on the radio. How about it?
This is Roaster.
Hey, Roaster, what do you say?
Hey, buddy. What you doing, you old rascal?
That's what I call everybody, rascals.
No, that's
well,
what I call
we're you. trying to do a radio show. It's been on the air for 27 years, and you've been a big part of it.
No, you've been better than that. This is going to kind of be. I wanted to call before about our great veterans, so this is going to get hard for me. So I'm going to go for it.
I understand.
We left Cross Keys High School in 1964. Four of us. Our all-terrain vehicles are beautiful turquoise 57 Chevrolet convertible with a white top, owned by John Pee Wee Sewell, the only that I know state champion that Cross Keys ever had.
Uh-huh.
But let's get down to the nitty gritty. Great. We left and we headed toward Monticello because that's where so-called deer hunting was going
that's
on.
That's exactly
then.
Right. In those years,
there,
that's
there
right.
were no deer in Georgia back then, mm-hmm. thanks to our great, what we were doing with our state game and fish people, did a great job of stocking people.
You betcha.
We went through Monticello. I don't know what the highway was. Do you remember what that little highway that went through Monticello was?
I don't know, 41 or 23,
something
maybe?
Like that. It was like a two-lane highway. Uh-huh. So we went through Monticello. What a beautiful little town Monticello was. Mm-hmm. So we got there about 5 o'clock in the afternoon and knew nothing about deer hunting. Please, people, do not go deer hunting when you don't know anything about deer hunting. So okay. we pulled off, I think it was Kraft Paper Land back.
Yes.
And they, so we pulled off on the, if this gets boring, just cut me off. But we pulled off on the side of the road, it's getting dark, and we happened to hit a beautiful place, went down and camped and got our thing, our all-terrain vehicle, camped, got ready to camp out.
Uh-huh.
Pulled down the side of the road and off the side of the road on a fire lane, drove about a mile back, and put our guns and campsite up. Went down, staked out a little place, came back. In the morning, when we got ready to go hunting, O'Neill, we... there was tracks following us back, which we'd never seen before.
What was happening? And I got about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, all right. We. I'm sorry to lose you, but I understand. So it was a pig.
Oh.
A wild pig followed us back and. But the serious part of this, 2 Cross Keys graduates died the same day in the war.
Oh.
March 11th, 1968.
Vietnam, huh?
And they were my friends.
Oh.
Who were with me on that hunt.
Wow.
I love you guys a lot.
Okay. I tell you what, if you have... It's interesting, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate the call in the description. Gail and I have Netflix, and if you do, there's an outstanding documentary about the Vietnam War, how it started, who participated, and why it existed. Look it up. It's outstanding. And right now, I have to go. This is O'Neill. Thanks for calling, Roadster.
I was there. Thank you.
You're listening to and maybe watching on what's that on the internet, Facebook. You're listening to O'Neill Outside on WSB. And before we get to the radio prize package, I have another recommendation for you because we love to give away stuff, and that's one of the things that we do here that separates O'Neill Outside, because we get sponsors who love to give away stuff. So here we go. If you'll visit O'Neill Outside website, O'NeillOutside.net, O'NeillOutside.com, on the home page you will see a banner that says about the Zach Brown guest book. And if you visit that and leave your question, your observance, your comment there, and we use that comment on the television show, then Zach Brown, you've heard of him, a country singer, and an outstanding one, he will send to you a Zach Brown Southern Grind Jackal black and tan knife. Now, that's not this one. It's a bigger knife. I got one out in the truck. So involve yourself. Ask your question. If we use it on the show, then we will send to you a Zach Brown knife. Okay. It's time for the radio prize package, and here are the rules. You have to be 18 years old, and you cannot have ever won a radio prize package, okay? And I'm about to give you the question, and the radio prize package at 26 after the hour consists of a fire aid suppressor, a $10 Bojangles gift card, DNR magazine, and let's see, what else? A Big Green Egg barbecue sauce, a Real Tree hat and shirt combo. See if I can read this. The latest edition of Angler magazine, the latest edition of the GON magazine, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits, great for panfish, two packages of Bug Ban wipes and insect repellent, a Thunder Chicken, that's a casting float by Martin Noble, it's a Thorogood hat. We just got, it's a great big prize package. And the question is, here we go, at 27 after the hour. Last week, we talked extensively about the people that you, the TV stars, the fishing stars that you might like to go fishing with if you had the opportunity. We had Bill Dance and Roland Martin and Hank Parker, and we had a lot of guys who would like to go fishing with them. Milton Crabapple called, and we asked him during that conversation whom he would like to go with if he had a chance to go fishing. And he said in connection that he had an uncle who was on television that was a television fishing star. What was Milton Crabapple's uncle's name? Oh boy. It's a difficult one, but Jason Byers in the WSB studio knows the answer. And you can call at 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area at 800-972-8255. And if you know that answer, then you can win the radio prize package, which I just described to you. And it's worth it. Coupons and magazines and barbecue sauce and a great deal of other things. So the calls aren't exactly pouring in. It may be a difficult question. And if it is, I'm sorry, but it's a good radio prize package. Okay, let's see. The other thing I want to tell you about, if you're local in the Atlanta area, North Atlanta area, the O'Neill Outside Hats, we have lots of those, and you can get them free by visiting Horsetown. Now, Horsetown is a radio sponsor of WSB and O'Neill Outside, the greatest Western stores east of the Mississippi, and boy, do they have the merchandise. And all you have to do is go into a Horsetown store or visit Cherokee County Toyota in Canton, C-A-N-T-O-N, Canton, Georgia. All you have to do is walk in. I want my hat. And it's a signed O'Neill Outside fishing cap, and it's not cheap. It's well done, and we would invite you to do that. It's 4:30 on a Saturday morning. It's going to rain here across the southeast. Wherever you are, you can make the best use of the outdoors. Now, I had a question this week, an observation that came through on the through my website at O'NeillOutside.com, and the lady is suggesting that we include the training of and the invitation to young ladies to go deer hunting, daughters and granddaughters. And I support that 100%. It's an outstanding lesson, if you will, about life, about nature, about the outdoors by going deer hunting. It's a lot to learn. But you can indeed learn about the outdoors and nature and practice. And it's one of the things that I always mention is you have to stick to the rules. It builds character to be a deer hunter and start with young ladies. And get some calls now. Maybe somebody knows the answer. But remember, when you're in the woods, when you're deer hunting, rabbit hunting, quail hunting, whatever the case might be, there isn't someone there in a black and white striped shirt to throw a flag on you if you break the rules. You're on your own. And that's part of my second book that I'll be writing soon. That is that being an outdoorsman is a character builder. And indeed it is, because you have to know the rules and you stick to the rules. It's 32 minutes after the hour. And last week during that little question and answer period we had people calling in about the television stars with whom they would love to go fishing. And quite surprisingly, I had forgotten about it, that Larry Munson, the broadcaster for so many years for the Bulldog Radio Network, he described the Bulldog football games. Several people called in. They said they'd love to go fishing with Larry Munson. Now, Larry's deceased, but he had a television show, an outdoor television show in Nashville, Tennessee, some decades ago, and we had his name mentioned. We also had Bill Dance, Hank Parker. We had Jimmy Houston, and quite surprisingly, we did not have Roland Martin. I wonder why. Roland's a great guy. I've met him on many occasions. Very nice fellow. And Jason, if that is okay, we do have a winner. And so we're going to get to him right away at 30 minutes after the hour. The question was, last week, Milton Crabapple called and told us the name of his uncle who had a fishing show many years ago. And Dan Saint is calling. No, Dan. Dan is calling. Good morning, Dan. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Dan. So help us out with the answer to that question. Who was it that Milton Crabapple said a relative that had a fishing show?
Okay, my name's Dan Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay, it's hard for me to say. All right, Dan Hill. I confused I confused my computer screen, and I apologize. But you're calling from Saint. But you're calling from Saint Simons.
I am indeed.
Well, good. What a lovely place. Why is Saint Simons Island and that area called the Golden Isles? Do you know?
I really don't know, except it's just a good name for it. I retired down here from Atlanta 3 years ago.
Oh, good for you. I think it's because in the late afternoon with the sun setting in the west, that tall grass that covers the area, the swamp, turns golden. That's why it's called the Golden Isles.
Well, I think you could be correct.
How about that? Okay. Who's Milton Crabapple's uncle? What's his name?
Gadabout Crabapple.
Yes. Milton is a storyteller, indeed. And so you are correct, and you won a very nice radio prize package. And if you'll, we have your information, do we?
About your mailing address? I'm old enough to remember Gadabout Gaddis. That's what rung a bell
Isn't
with me.
Isn't it the truth? Remember, yeah, he used to fly, didn't he, an awful lot of places.
Right.
He was a pilot.
Right.
And he flew into these exotic places and was generally a fly fisherman, wasn't he?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
You bet. Gadabout Gaddis was his name.
That's correct.
That's right. Well, you won a nice prize package. I appreciate you listening to the program this morning. Made it worthwhile for you.
Well, it did, and I'm a regular listener, and I appreciate you.
Well, you're very, very kind. And to do that, in the next couple of weeks, arriving at your home will be a box of prizes, and you can help yourself.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Good deal. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate
you
calling,
sir. Thank you, sir.
You bet. There we are. There's a regular listener. And we always enjoy that. And that's, I will say, too, as I get a rant started, that indeed the only way you're going to know the answer to the radio prize package is you have to be a listener. It's not just general trivia. If you are a listener to the show, you'll have an opportunity every single week to win the radio prize package. We have a lot of things to do. Left over this morning. It's almost 37 after the hour, so I'll give you the telephone number should you want to call at 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. and we'll duck out of here for a few minutes, and then we'll be back. This is O'Neill. Welcome back. A couple of things to handle, but I'd love to handle your questions, too, or observations. The telephone numbers for the radio program are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. I'd like to ask you to call because I would love to, those of you who have had the opportunity and took it to meet, let's go for Bill Dance, Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston, Hank Parker, Michael Waddell, Bill Jordan. Did you ever meet any of these guys? And if you did, call and let me know what you thought. Were they entertaining to you? Did they spend some time with you? What was your impression of meeting them? Now, the second thing to talk about for a moment, I would encourage you to for a newsletter and website that you from which you can learn a lot. And that website and getting the newsletter from Realtree, I got to tell you, that is an outstanding. I'm sure that, you know, there are hundreds of websites that you can learn a lot from. But in this case, I would recommend that you do it with Realtree. Realtree.com and get their newsletter. It is very informative. And one of the things I learned this past week about deer hunting from that website is in the past 10 years, the biggest deer come from Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Kentucky, and Ohio over the last 10 years. And by far, the biggest deer, we're talking about not the heaviest, the biggest high-scoring racks come from Wisconsin. And the website there will give you all types of reasons why that occurs. Why is it Wisconsin? Well, you know, and you've heard me tell you before, the biggest deer, the biggest moose, the biggest elk, the biggest bears, everything that's the biggest comes are bigger the farther north they are from the equator, because you have to be a bigger animal to survive the cold. So that's why Wisconsin is number one. But the Realtree website makes a great case for the newest three states with the biggest deer in the last year or two. And that is Wisconsin still, but then Kentucky and Ohio. Wonder why that is. Well, it's because of the river system. And the website there makes a good case for it. The river system allows the deer to live longer and prosper, and are not, it's a limited season, very limited hunting, so they just live longer. And they are of the relatively the same species of deer as it is in Wisconsin. Interesting topic, huh? Biggest deer, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Ohio. And that came from the Realtree website. Good one. And of course, I think the favorite website is O'NeillOutside.com because you can leave your questions there, your observations, your comments, and if we use those on the television show, then we'll send you a Zach Brown knife because you go to the Zach Brown banner ad at O'Neill Outside. Here are some of the questions there that I'll tell you about, and we'll answer them. First of all, from Billy in Bloomington, New York, he's asked, does a wet spring affect the size of antler growth? Well, not a single wet spring, but multi-wet springs, but only because it gives them more food to eat. Antler growth has to do with the age of the deer. He's likely to get bigger antlers if he grows to 4 or 5 years old, and if he has good food to eat, but the antler size comes from his daddy and his mother. Combination, 50-50, where Who is his mother and daddy? It's about heritage. Kevin Sams writes a question from, let's see, my time is good. My question from when hunting, he's from New Bern, South Carolina. New Bern, South Carolina, North Carolina. When hunting fairly open areas with a lot of hunting pressure, where is the best place to find a buck? Well, Kevin, here's an answer that you're going to be surprised. First of all, you hunt bucks where the does are. The bucks are hunting the does too, remember, during the rut. Here's my surprise answer for you, and I have other supporting comments. Stay in the stand all day. Where? Wherever you are. You have to pick where the does are, but why middle of the day? I had someone write an email to me the other day that he says, during the rut, because of my recommendation and other supported by other documents or other recommendations, if you'll stay in the stand when other hunters are, when other hunters are getting out of their stand and walking back to camp, and then after taking a nap or having lunch and they're walking back to their stand, they jump the bucks. They move the bucks. They disturb the area. They disturb the bedding areas and resting spots where the bucks are. So it's like kind of like being on a deer drive. You have the opportunity to be in the stand already, and they'll push the bucks around and stir them up, and your opportunity will present itself. The email I received, I don't remember the fellow's name, but he said he has taken more deer in the last few years between 10 o'clock or 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. because of what he heard from other articles and this radio program. So stay in the stand. Now, of course, that removes the camaraderie that occurs at the deer camp, which I recommend. But nevertheless, it's where you want to, if you want to take a big buck, or do you want to go to deer camp? The choice is up to you. 47 after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And the question is still out there. Call and tell me, have you ever met Bill Dance or Roland Martin or Jimmy Houston? Have you ever met any of those fellas? What was that experience? Did you meet Hank Parker? He's taller than he looks like on television. Okay, here's a question from Rob at Fernandina Beach, Florida. Again, this is the Zach Brown guest book question at O'Neill Outside. He says, O'Neill, I have heard that the color of polarized lenses can affect how you see in water when you're fishing. Is there any truth to that? Absolutely. My experience is that the amber lens, the amber or gold, if you will, that lens allows you to help dissipate the reflection and allows you to see further and deeper into the water, which is very effective if you're hunting a mountain stream or hunting a stream for trout. I know my favorite stream is it's close by, it's the Soquee, S-O-Q-U-E, the Soquee River. And I go to a lodge there called, what's the name of that place? Well, I'll think of it later. I'm sorry, my brain's gone. But And if I'm kind of goofy, I want to tell you that it's kind of personal. But 2-3 weeks ago today, I had emergency. This is kind of an experience for you old guys. I had emergency surgery on my back. It was an emergency room type thing. I went into the emergency room, practically being carried, because I had, you know, stupid O'Neill. I picked up something very heavy and blew out. I exploded a disc in my back. When you get old like me, I'll be 75 next month, and I picked up something that was entirely too heavy for an old guy, so I exploded a disc in my back. And I tell you this, he said, well, that's 3 weeks ago. You're okay. Yeah, I'm okay, but I got to tell you, the drugs that they give you and the drugs that I'm continuing to take because of the pain, those things make you goofy. So I'm doing my best not to be goofy today. So trying to bring up subjects that you can call and we can talk about things, and so I can answer your questions if I can. Let's see. Now, here's another question from the Zach Brown guest book. Let's see here. Okay. From Don Andrews, Andres, Woodstock, Georgia. He says when he was growing up, he and his father would take a raft up behind the dam on rivers, and that's where he fish most of the time. And he said during certain times of the year, the dam would be just covered in crawfish. Behind the dam, as it exited the dam from one lake down to the river, and it would be covered in crawfish, and they used crawfish for bait, and they caught fish like mad, and he wanted to know what caused that. Well, crawfish and many other, and a lot of fish species, they spew the eggs against hard surfaces. And that same application goes to bridges and the riprap around lake bridges that go over lakes and reservoirs. Ha! So certain times of the year, crawfish spawn on those hard surfaces. And they do that in the summertime. Spring, just like most species. And you can be an effective bass, crappie, sport fish angler behind the dams and on the hard rock surfaces on bridges and the riprap around bridges that go over the lakes. There's so much to learn, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Let's see what else I have here that might be worth... Okay. And Eric Francis from Alpharetta says, O'Neill is one of the best radio and TV hosts. The question is, what was my favorite day on the water or in the woods? My favorite day on the water or in the woods. I guess probably when I started going fishing and hunting with my grandson. And you know who he is. It's a rascal by the name of Travis Johnson. Those are some of my favorite days. It's 53 after the hour, and we're entertaining your calls. I wish you'd call in. Has none of you ever met Bill Dance or Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston? And that's not a wig that he wears. That's his blonde hair that he wears like a Dutch boy. Or Hank Parker? All of them special people, special guys, special talented people that have been on for years and years. Call and tell me about if you've met those people. 404-872-0750, locally in Atlanta. This is O'Neill, and we'll be back.
Georgia's few.
Okay. Here we go in a moment. As soon as the network pitches in, there's the network. This is O'Neill outside. It's 57 after the hour. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, here's a surprising little occurrence that happened yesterday, and a surprising application for one of our sponsors. And you're going to be surprised. I hope they don't mind my doing this. Gail was getting a pan of cornbread out of the oven. This is why. Let me show it to you on Facebook. This is a can of Fire Aid. Okay, it's one of the sponsors of the show and good friends. And this is what you spray to put out fires. And you should have it in the laundry room. You should have a can in the truck, in the barn, out at the grill. It puts out fires instantly. And I don't know the amazing chemical composition that allows the following to happen. But Gail was taking a pan of cornbread out of the oven this week, and she didn't have a good grip on the handle when she was taking out the cornbread, and she almost dumped the pan. And when she did, she hit the pan with her hand before she sat it down on the stove. She burned her hand. And she grabbed the Fire Aid can. Now, she just had put her hand on a hot pan of cornbread out of the oven, and she sprayed Fire Aid on her hand. And it quit the burning, and there was not even a red spot. Now, like I say, I don't know what the chemical composition of that. If they told me, I wouldn't know. Those people are too smart. But it puts out fires, and evidently it eliminates the effect of fire on your skin. How about that? Okay, we've got to get out of here for some news and so on. So I appreciate you being in the program in the first hour. So why not stick around for the second hour of O'Neill Outside and Real Tree Radio, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. We'll be back in a few minutes.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.